Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guest is here to talk about Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's virtual first Friday on the phone. With me now via FaceTime is weaver, poet, storyteller, mom, and more, Lily Hope. Lily, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It is nice to have you here. So we are on FaceTime, and I get to watch you weave right now in real time as you speak.
For reals, yes. good thing you can't record it, because this is some pretty intense stuff over here. Let's see.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my studio, and if you hear little people in the background, I apologize. So yes, I'm in my studio. It's a beautiful sunny day, as we're so lucky, even though it's a little windy. And I've got my shades down because it gets very hot in here. But yes.
Okay. All right. So I understand that you and some fellow artists are getting ready for a virtual First Friday. What's it going to look like?
We are going to tune in either Instagram or Facebook or maybe Zoom even. We're gonna try it on Instagram this Friday for a virtual First Friday with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. We are hoping to partner and actually have Lily Hope at Lily Hope Weaver on Instagram go live and at SHI go live at the same time, since you can share a screen. So I can have a moderator who's going to read the questions, any questions people bring in, and you'll be able to join me at my loom working on this Chilkat blanket, which is like probably 5/6 finished, like so close to done. And it's pretty exciting. So you can ask me all the questions on Friday at 5 p.m. on Instagram.
All right. I'm just going to ask one question about your blanket there. You say you're 5/6 of the way done. How long have you been working on this piece?
Ooh, more than 1,500 hours. So on a layperson's term, if I didn't have five children and a husband who also has an artistic career, I probably could have done it in 50 full-time weeks at 37 hours a week.
Wow.
It has been on the loom for over 2 years. So I'm feeling the finish. Come on, let's finish it.
All right. So this is going to be a virtual First Friday gathering, I guess let's call it, on Instagram. And can you give us the two handles that we should search for?
Sure. At Lily Hope Weaver. And if you spell Lily like the flower, L-I-L-Y, then you'll find me at Lily Hope Weaver. And Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, you can search that, or you can find their handle at S-H-I.
Okay. So what else is going on in your life as an artist and mom, Lily?
Well, I'm launching my spring Lily Hope exclusive limited edition earrings actually on April 1, so that's in just 2 days. It'll be one single design called Taku Sunrise, and they have never been made before, and they will never be made again, and there's a very limited quantity of them. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute will have a few pairs available on their Shopify account. Stonington Gallery will have a few of them. And then you can buy the last remaining ones on my website at lilyhope.com. So they'll be a little more expensive than my usuals at lilyhope.com, but you'll have some one-of-a-kind or one of very few that will never be made again. So it's pretty exciting to do that all and do a First Friday launch.
Got it. Lily, what's the biggest challenge you're finding in these new times?
Staying connected. finding ways to be relevant and useful and helpful and grateful with all of my people. I mean, usually I get to teach and connect with people in person, and that's my heart work. And that has been really challenging for me, to be away from my connection, the physical connection to people, and be able to teach. Because my dream life is to teach like 70% of my hours and weave maybe 30%. And I've been like 100% weaving and not teaching. So a little more sad than usual. Yeah.
So those are some great goals about reaching out, being appreciative, connection. Any strategies, any new strategies you can share with us about successes you've found in those areas?
You know, I've been going live on Facebook and giving my work away. And this last two Sundays, it's been really fun. I ask people to guess a number. I write two numbers on the back of my old paper that I have. I say, I'm going to give these two pairs of earrings away. And your guess, you have to guess a number and let me know what you're most grateful for at these times right now when we're all in our homes, you know, homeschooling, working from home, doing all of our crafty stuff in our late hours, all that. But something that we're grateful for, because that's, I think that's what's kept me going this time, is to share the goodness and keep focus on the grateful, the gratitude for the good. Keep my focus on the good. Positive mental attitude.
Got it. And Lily, if I may ask, I know you are a mom. How are your kids handling everything that's going on?
Mostly they're super happy to have us home. I mean, it's really a gift to be home with them. And we're also lucky in Juneau to be able to go outside still, other than the last couple of days, to be outside on the beaches and still maintain 6 feet of distance. We've seen lots of people outside, and that's been quite the gift that I'm super grateful that we're not in a big city where, you know, if we went outside, we'd be, you know, covered with other people. So we're fortunate in Juneau to be able to get outside and still maintain our physical distance.
And how are they processing what's going on?
You know, they do play, especially my 4 and 5 year old, or 5 and 6 year old, rather old. The 5 and 6 year olds have been playing a lot with their Anna and Elsa little dollies, and they've been doing the little role playing of like, "No, Anna, stay away from me. You have to be 6 feet away." So don't know that we've specifically said that to the 4 and 5, 5 and 6 year old, but they're overhearing our conversations and, you know, listening to me talk to the 8 and 12 year olds and all that. So they're processing it in that way. And it's been mostly fun to talk with them. A couple times they've said, well, when do we get to see our friends? And we will. And we've FaceTimed with our cousins down in Colorado and connected with my boy, Lewis. He's got his good friend, Arrow, who he loves connecting with on FaceTime. And I swear he almost kissed the phone when they first FaceTimed last week. He was like, "My buddy Arrow," and just grabbed the phone and hugged it to his heart. And I said, "Yep, that's a good friend."
Aww.
Yeah. So we've been feeling it.
Okay. So Lily, back to virtual First Friday here coming up this week. Tell us again how we can from when to when. What are the hours and how can we access you?
We are looking at a 5 p.m. Virtual launch and on Instagram right now with Lily Hope Weaver as one of the handles and SHI as the other. So we're going to kind of do a split screen, and one of our staff from SHI will be moderating questions and kind of, you know, helping me navigate that, because my hands are hopefully going to be moving while we're talking. And, you know, answering all those questions. So, yeah, 5 p.m. this Friday, April 3rd. Should be really fun.
All right. And then what's your website again if we want to check out the earrings on Wednesday, was it?
Sure. It is www.lilyhope.com.
All right, Lily Hope, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, I don't think so. Just keep creating and keep focusing on the good.
All right. Thank you, Lily.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What we're living in, let me tell you. And it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells?